WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Motorists headed to A&M today are advised to stay off George Bush Drive, which will be reduced to one lane between Dexter Drive and Timber Street. Delays are expected as a tree is being cut down. A news release from the city of College Station expects the project will be completed by 1:30. Alternate routes include Holloman Drive and Southwest Parkway. College Station police responded to three reports of gunfire over the weekend. Two of the three incidents resulted in arrests. Still sought is the one responsible for shooting someone Friday night in the Southgate Village apartments. The only information released by police is that an unidentified altercation led to a person being shot. The person who was hit was treated for non-life-threatening injuries at the Med, then released. More gunfire was heard Friday night in Northgate. Police learned an argument over a man's New York accent led him to go get a gun from his car and fire one shot into the air. This was in the parking lot of Fuego's. Officers found 23-year-old Alfonso Marcel inside the restaurant. He was arrested for discharging a firearm and public intoxication. And on Saturday morning in the University Acres fourplex development, police were on their way to check out a verbal agreement among residents when they received multiple reports of gunfire. 23-year-old Jeremy Orender was arrested for firing three shots off his front porch and tampering with evidence by throwing away the gun into the woods behind his backyard. Two men from out of town were arrested for three vehicle burglaries in College Station's Edelweiss Gardens neighborhood. Yesterday morning before sunrise, police were sent to the area of Oldenburg and Klein for the report of men walking down the street attempting to open car doors. Officers found property abandoned and the suspects were found hiding a short distance away. 22-year-old Jordan Riddle of Conroe and 20-year-old David Kaito of the Woodlands were arrested for burglary. Kaito was also charged with drug possession. The stolen property was returned to the owners. Each year, Kiplinger's magazine does a top 10 cities list. This year's theme was metropolitan areas under 1 million in population. Bryan College Station was ranked third. Editor Mark Woino, who visited the Twin Cities, says job growth was among the reasons for the high ranking.
Not only the students who graduate from Texas A&M, but also for people that are coming in from other parts of the state and the country for that matter, too. The medical industry has not only just in research, but also in hospitals and human, plant, and animal care have scored really high points for us.
Three of the top five cities represent the Southeastern Conference. Little Rock was first and Columbia, South Carolina, fifth. Online at WTAW.com is more information about this year's list, including a link to the story. Brazos County District Court Judge J.D. Langley is not seeking re-election. Langley says thanks to voters, he's been elected through eight election cycles, serving six terms. And he says serving the public has been a joy.
I have thoroughly enjoyed all the different aspects and look forward to continuing to do that in some capacity, one way or another, for the rest of my days here.
Langley says his favorite cases were granting adoption and U.S. citizenship, and people stop him years later in the grocery store still smiling about it. His 35 years of past public service include work as a Marine, lawyer, and judge in two courts. For the future, Langley is considering taking a senior judge status, practicing law privately, or becoming a full-time educator, among other options. This morning, motorists who drive around railroad crossings with the gates down might get a visitor. Union Pacific Railroad has invited local law enforcement to ride trains. The UP's Raquel Espinosa says the one-day campaign follows three collisions earlier this year.
If they are disregarding any motor laws that are in place to protect us from any possible collision with the train, then the officers will pull the driver over and possibly issue a citation.
The patrol will be riding train engines on the tracks parallel to Wellburn between Rock Prairie and F&B Road in College Station. There's been no disagreement in the Texas House and Senate of a need for more highway money. Today, lawmakers are supposed to agree on a proposed constitutional amendment. Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station is glad to have legislation in the second special session that is more than what he called a Band-Aid in the first special.
You look at my district, I was in Marlette after session, and 77 has issues, 35 and 6. We've got some big needs that we need to address, and this legislation will do that once the Senate and the House come to some sort of an agreement.
Last Friday, legislative leaders say they reached an agreement that, if approved by voters, would spend almost $850 million on non-toll roads and bridges and keep a minimum amount in the rainy day fund. And if you visited Galveston over the weekend, you were surprised by a first-ever charge to park along parts of the seawall. Also, there were no parking meters. Police Chief Henry Pareto says you pay online.
It is actually more efficient because it reduces the need for labor. It's also an accounting issue where the money is secure from the beginning.
The cost is $1 an hour, $8 a day, or $25 per year. WTAW News Time is 7:13 at 76 degrees. Let's look at the news. Is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zwirneman Flooring's Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zwirneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zwirneman Flooring. Zwirneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Get ready for the big sale. It is time for your custom table and chairs from Amish Furniture and Generations. For Generations, which actually has a builder special that is going on right now. You can save. There are over 300 styles, and you can save 10% on them. So you can take a look at the selection in the store. There's lots of catalogs. They will custom build the table the way that you want. And we're talking about this here toward the end of July with the thought of Thanksgiving and the holidays coming up. Because, again, you buy furniture at Amish Furniture for Generations differently than you do anyplace else, because this is bench-built, handcrafted, solid wood furniture. They build it to your specifications if that's what you want. Custom table and chairs right now, Amish Furniture for Generations. It's the builder's special. And you can save 10% on those styles. If you want a custom order, now is the time to do it for Thanksgiving. And, of course, it's all made in the U.S., so stop in for your great selections. If you want some more information, Ken will be glad to talk to you over the phone at 260-5050. Best for you, obviously, to go to their showroom, which is on Boonville Road, just past Kroger. It's Amish Furniture for Generations. Big sale going on right now. It's the Builder Special, 10% off on over 300 styles. Amish Furniture for Generations, furniture that's built to last for generations to come.
Superior winemaking requires art, science, and Messina Hoff grapes. Join Messina Hoff Winery and Resort this summer in Bryan as we harvest our most bountiful crop to date. For 4 weekends beginning July 12th, the public is invited to pick and stomp grapes and indulge in many other specialty events. Call Messina Hoff at 778-9463 extension 234 to make reservations today. That's 778-WINE extension 234.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
Good morning, it's 7:15. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Through today, mostly sunny skies and rather hot with high temperatures near 100 during this afternoon. A bit breezy as well. We'll have generally clear skies through tonight. Low temperature by morning, 75 to 79 degrees. Mostly sunny skies on Tuesday, and again our temperature near 100 will drop to the mid-70s at night, and we stay hot on Wednesday with more sunshine, all the clouds and showers and storms off to the west, temperatures near 100 on Wednesday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. A local kid makes it big in the international stage in soccer, or football as they call it elsewhere. Bombers, Rangers, and also Astros baseball. Johnny Football's at it again, and more. All That Was Sports will do it for you about 7:50.
There you go. Okay, I've got a toilet paper story this morning. So
woo-hoo.
I thought if we could get a musical introduction. Here we go.
Roll on, big mama.
That was
sad.
That was awful.
That's all right.
Joe Stampley. There you go.
Mowing
I thought
Joe.
It was fun.
Yeah, all right. Yep. Slow your roll, American booty wipers. The corporate overlords of big toilet paper are engaging in a systematic program of giving you less ply for the buy. The Wall Street Journal, you like that? Less ply for the buy? The Wall Street Journal has the shocking details about the widespread practice of de-sheeting, which means giving you less toilet paper for the same amount of money and not telling you until you find out the hard way by running out of toilet paper. Quite simple. Toilet paper rolls shrink. This shrinkage is explained away by telling customers that the product is bulkier or somehow better, as if that mattered as to when it comes to actually using the product and the value that you get for it. So as a result, increased profits from big toilet paper. The winner is them, the loser is you, the consumer, and the booties of consumers like you around the world who want nothing more than an honest roll of toilet paper for the money. The journal found Cottonelle, for instance, that each double roll now has between 166 and 216 sheets. That's down from 176 to 230 sheets previously, and the results are not selling price increases of 2%, net selling prices of 2% from Kimberly Clark's North American Consumer Toilet Tissue Division. Doesn't sound like much, but over the time, it is. And that's one of the things, I buy toilet paper by picking up the packages, you know, because I buy them like at the janitorium, you know, where you get like 527 rolls in one package.
You back the truck up?
Well, yeah. You look at the price, and, I mean, you pick the bundle up. And I think if it's heavier, then you've got more paper in there. Doesn't that seem to be right?
That makes sense to me.
But that's how I buy it, and I don't ever look at the – I mean, I don't care about whether it's got bears on it or what, but just letting you know, the Wall Street Journal has that shocking news for you.
Well,
they had that over the weekend.
Speaking of rolls,
yeah.
There's a comedian named Eric Buss.
Okay.
And he has created the most awesome / annoying bike ever.
Oh, yeah?
Bike?
Bicycle.
Okay.
Took a regular bike.
Yeah.
Put a huge wrap of bubble wrap on it in front of it.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, listen to that.
Sounds.
He just mounted it to the front of the bike. It's the most absurd thing. It's on YouTube, but I just love that.
That sounds like a Mosquito's motorcycle.
That's better than cards, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. It is.
While we're on bathrooms, if you walk into a public bathroom and it smells like a skunk, it just might be a skunk.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, police say that Kevin Kybert placed a skunk in a trash bag and left it in the convenience store bathroom in Middlesboro, Kentucky. The skunk, obviously unhappy, pretty much cut loose and sprayed the whole place down.
Ugh.
Poor little skunk.
Well, they got him out, and, you know, they were able to let him go, run away into the woods. Several workers got sprayed in the process. Uh-huh. And Kevin, for his part, claims he had a problem with one of the employees, but he denies that he put the skunk in there.
Oh, yeah?
Charged with criminal mischief. Sorry. That's the way it goes. And... God, I don't know. Kat, did you keep up? Do you have any baby news this weekend? Royal baby news?
No, I don't. Oh, why don't you let me know? I'm itching to hear it.
Are you itching for that? A British company lost a ton of money by prematurely manufacturing commemorative plates to celebrate the birth of the royal princess.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, the problem, of course, is that it's a boy.
Why don't they hold on to him? I mean, Kate's life isn't over.
That's true. The manufacturer was acting on an inside tip. Right. They produced a run of 5,000 plates, and now they're trying to sell them off in bulk to the highest bidder.
Oh, I'm surprised those don't go to Honduras or
yeah, but
like
but
the
no.
championship jerseys do.
I mean,
well, these are like faulty coins, I would think.
I don't know that they, I don't know that they put a date on it, but if they didn't, it would seem like they could just hold on to them for a while. You never can
tell. Might be another one.
Yeah, there is. It could happen. To mark the birth, by the way, of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge first child, the McMullen Brewery.
Hey!
Do you know them?
I'm related to them.
Well, there you
apparently.
Go. Let's see if we can get some of this. They've released a special beer entitled Air Riser. That's H-E-I-R, Air Riser. The ale is described as a light-colored, crisp, refreshing pint with a light, hoppy finish.
Is it R-I-S-E-R?
It's R-A-I-S-E-R.
Like, I'll see what I can do. My parents are about to spend some time over there.
All right, we'll see what they can do. I don't know if you can bring it back or not. Anyway, the special ale also given a logo with a stork carrying the royal child in its little blanket.
Cute.
I guess so. All right, 722. Is this super dad or what? Frenchman Laurent Egan knew exactly what his kid wanted, or at least he thought so. Despite not being a pilot himself nor being an engineer, he ordered parts online and began to build a 737 cockpit for his son's bedroom. Spent 5 years building the cockpit simulator. Well, I know, but what if the kid decides he doesn't want to do that?
It's still the coolest toy ever.
Dad, yeah. Well, it'll be a great garage sale item, won't it?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway,
call Mr. Downs.
5 years into it. That's right. Yeah. Take that and put it in the garage. Outdoorsmen can finally sip their hooch on the go. Oregon liquor stores rolling out America's first resealable plastic pouch. 86 proof, 200 milliliter packets made by the Calhoun brothers.
Are these like wine bags?
I guess Adventure Spirits, three good drinks, and it goes for $8.95 a piece. But, you know, in liquor stores in Texas, they have. They're not really resealable, but, I mean, it's a tear-off-the-top plastic bag that's got liquor in it.
Are you talking about the freezable daiquiris?
No, I'm talking about, I don't know if they're 1 or 2 ounce shots.
I know what you're talking about, the individuals.
Yes, seen them in a bucket. I mean, the first time I saw one of those, I looked at the checkout clerk, I said, TABC can't be happy with this. I mean, because you know that people come in and they get those. And they leave them on the seat of their car or in their armrest. I mean, they'd never open them up while they're driving.
No.
Never.
No.
But, you know, they could put them in the Famous Bowl when you get done.
You can have it along with.
Just to wash it out.
Yeah. Come on.
Hello?
I've always found that a nice sterling hip flask does quite well.
Well, I was going to say, that's probably true. I mean, how gauche would it be to be chugging out of a plastic bag that
you
pull the top off?
That's a classy Texas gentleman right there.
That's it. Well, yeah.
Flask.
I guess. You know,
why are you laughing?
We're talking about getting loaded.
Do you have a funnel for the second filling?
Yeah, that's
question.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I think flasks are cool.
They are, but I'm saying, do you want to be spilling any of it on the outside? I mean, that's why you might need to have
like the old bumper sticker. I don't drink and drive. I'm afraid I'll spill.
That's right. That's what it's about. Anyway, but yeah, they do. You go to the liquor store and you can get these plastic bags that basically. If you wanted to, nobody says you do, but if you wanted to, you could tear the top off while you're in the vehicle. But
no, it's just for easy carry.
That's
so you can
what
put
it
them
is.
In your backpack.
Of course. That's
why
it's
not a big glass bottle.
Yeah.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Thank you for making RV Station the fastest growing RV dealer in the area. Folks at RV Station know that you work hard for your RV and you deserve the best. And at RV Station, they stock only the best brands like Jayco and Rockwood and Puma and Raptor. Brands that are built to last for decades. And right now at RV Station in Bryan, you can get a brand new 2013 Puma bunkhouse for only $16,500. Stock number is 1546. Need something that's even a hotter deal than that? Then take $20,000 off a new 2013 Keystone Raptor 300MP toy hauler. Now this is the number one selling toy hauler in North America, and its sale price now at $52,995. The stock number there is $23,97. Financing is available with approved credit. The best prices in the country on the best brands. Go to RV Station online or come by and visit them at RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Green Teams welcomes Capture Technology at Crescent Point to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Capture Technology at Crescent Point uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Good morning, it's 726. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway. We're at morefeed.com. High today about 97 or so, actually all week long. That's it. Low temperatures will be in the middle 70s, maybe a little bit warmer. No mention of rain in the forecast all the way through. We're at 80 right now.
This month, Audible Hearing Centers is providing free hearing tests plus 40% off MSRP through the end of July. Untreated hearing loss can lead to permanent changes in your ability to hear. Call Audible Hearing Centers and schedule your free hearing test and get 40% off MSRP through the end of July. Call 779-3070, 779-3070, or visit audiblehearing.com. Offer cannot be combined with any other offer or promotion.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AguilandRealEstate.com.
Honduras had a close election in 2005. Manuel Zelaya, who ran as a center-right moderate, won. However, after taking office, Zelaya dropped the pretense and began emulating Venezuela's thug dictator Hugo Chavez. The country descended into chaos. Now, near the close of his term, Zelaya engineered a national referendum to change the Constitution and seize unlimited power. Their Supreme Court ruled it illegal. The military and Congress threw their wannabe president for life out on his behind. The Obama regime was mad about this. And not at Zelaya, but at the Honduran people. Obama cut off aid to Honduras. The left is in love with dictatorships. So from Mao to Fidel to Hugo, liberals love to prostrate themselves at tyrants' feet. Enter the Chicago Teachers Union, whose officials recently organized a two-week trip to Honduras to meet with Zelaya. They brought students along, and the goal was to learn about the Honduran resistance movement and to exchange ideas about the struggle for a world where human lives have more value than private profit. Chicago school systems collapsing academically and physically and fiscally. And over parents' objections, Rahm Emanuel has closed dozens of schools. And now these parents fear that their children will be harmed as they go to schools in new areas controlled by gangs. But the teachers' union has time and money to take kids overseas to learn revolution from failed leftist dictators. Ought to just put Jeremiah Wright in charge of the school system. Be done with it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
You know, folks, I believe in using the right tool for the right job. So if you own an acre or more, don't waste money on a glorified lawn tractor. You need a Mahindra Max, the only true tractor in the subcompact category. The Mahindra Max delivers best-in-class load, lift, and turning radius capacity. It's like a multi-tool on wheels. The Max can handle a heavy-duty front-end loader, a backhoe, mower, and more. Plus, it's backed by a 30-day Max guarantee, a 5-year powertrain warranty, and you can get 0% financing for 84 months and $400 off implements. Learn all about the world's number one selling tractor. Yep, tractor, MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normandy, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5Tractors.com.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bianski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com today.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:32 at 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. College Station police have made arrests in two weekend reports of gunfire, and officers are looking for a suspect in a third. Two of the arrests were for disorderly conduct by discharging a firearm. Friday night in the parking lot of the Northgate restaurant Fuego's, officers say surveillance video shows 23-year-old Alfonso Marcel getting a handgun out of his car and firing one shot into the air. This was after an argument over strangers mocking Marcel's New York accent. Marcel, who was arrested inside the restaurant, is also accused of public intoxication. Saturday morning, police were on their way to a row of fourplexes in the University Acres development to a report of a verbal argument with neighbors when they learned of gunfire. 23-year-old Jeremy Arender is accused of firing three shots from his front porch, then throwing away the handgun, which officers found in the backyard. Also, authorities are looking for someone accused of shooting someone Friday night at the Southgate Village Apartments. No identities were released or the details of an altercation that resulted in the gunfire. The person who was hit was taken to the med where they were treated and released for injuries not believed to be life-threatening. 85th District Court Judge J.D. Langley will step down once he finishes his term come December of 2014. Langley says he's enthusiastic about further opportunities for public service, and his options include taking a senior judge status and becoming a visiting judge or going into private law practice. But he's not limited to the judicial system.
One of my other loves is being a teacher. I teach at Blinn College and have for many, many years now, night classes, and just absolutely love doing that. And there's a lot of other options.
Langley calls what will be 24 years of work as a judge once he finishes one of the things that makes you go home at night and feel good about what you've been able to do in a day. He says he's looking forward to seeing what turns up over the next 17 months. A report of suspicious activity in a College Station neighborhood resulted in two men being arrested for three vehicle burglaries. Near the corner of Klein and Oldenburg in Edelweiss Gardens, police found abandoned property that was returned to the owners. That's after residents reported two men walking down the street attempting to open car doors. 20-year-old David Kaito of the Woodlands and 22-year-old Jordan Riddle of Conroe were arrested for burglary. Kaito was also arrested for drug possession. Union Pacific trains have been involved in three crashes this year in the Twin Cities. That's led the railroad to conduct a special law enforcement campaign this morning.
At the end of the day, we want everyone to go home to their families safely. And we don't know if it's just that people sometimes get distracted or complacent, but the fact of the matter is that we try to do what we can to keep the public safe. And this is one of those efforts.
The UP's Raquel Espinosa says patrol officers will be on train engines on the tracks along Welburn between F&B and Rock Prairie Road. Delays are expected for motorists today using George Bush Drive along the A&M campus. That's because a tree is coming down, forcing one-lane traffic on George Bush between Timber and Dexter. Southwest Parkway and Holloman Drive are suggested as alternate routes. The advisory begins this morning at 8:30 and is expected to be finished by 1:30. This year's top 10 cities list from Kiplinger's magazine focused on metropolitan areas with a population of less than 1 million. Number 3 is Bryan College Station. Editor Mark Woino says their formula included access to health care.
For example, Bryan College Station is showing an expansion now of bike and hiking paths within the city, which is quite impressive.
Kiplinger's used a Canadian think tank to crunch data collection on more than 300 locations to come up with the top 10. More details are online at WTAW.com. The second special session of the state legislation ends tomorrow. Today, final votes are expected on a proposed constitutional amendment for more highway funding. Representative Kyle Cassell of rural College Station says getting 100 votes in the House is easier said than done.
I don't know if we ever had 120 people in the House. It's summertime. People are on vacation. People are trying to get in their district and see what's going on. So gathering the troops on a Monday afternoon, we're going to have to start working hard over the weekend.
Entering the weekend, leaders in the House and Senate say there was support to send to voters for approval a plan to keep a minimum amount in the rainy day fund while spending almost $850 million on non-toll roads and bridges. And there's no more free parking along the Galveston seawall. Police Chief Henry Pareto says the money will go towards maintenance.
It'll pay for restrooms, showers, lighting, beautification, shrubbery, all those things that help make a tranquil place, a nice place, even better.
You can pay $25 a year, $8 a day, or $1 an hour, but you'll have to pay online. There are no parking meters. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 78 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Mitzi Marriott-Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Make summer's best memories at Schlitterbahn Water Park. Experience endless rivers, thrilling water slides, surfing waves, and uphill water coasters. Plus, splash with the little ones in specially designed play pools. Family owned and operated, Schlitterbahn Water Park lets you bring a picnic and park for free. Buy your tickets today at Schlitterbahn.com.
We're going to Schlitterbahn.
The experts nationwide have seen the interior of the 2013 Toyota Camry and are giving it high praises. So spacious you wouldn't believe the view, raves the dashboard hula girl. The Camry's Intune system makes my commute bearable, writes Travel Coffee Mug. I can't imagine a more luxurious seat to be wedged in, says Loose Pocket Change. Fuzzy Dice applaud the Camry's dual climate control. Finally, we can both be comfortable. Suction Cup Cat says, I can't turn my head, but I'm told it has paddle shifters. Tree-shaped air freshener says, I simply don't deserve this place. And ever-nodding dashboard dog says, yes, yes, yes. The 2013 Camry. The critics agree. It's our best interior yet.
Save on the number one selling car in America. Get $1,500 customer cash or lease a 2013 Camry LE for $199 a month for 36 months with just $999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states. Ends 8/5/13.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, it's 7:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, the world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Through today, mostly sunny skies and rather hot with high temperatures near 100 during this afternoon. A bit breezy as well. We'll have generally clear skies through tonight. Low temperature by morning, 75 to 79 degrees. Mostly sunny skies on Tuesday, and again our temperature near 100 will drop to the mid-70s at night, and we stay hot on Wednesday with more sunshine, all the clouds and showers and storms off to the west, temperatures near 100 on Wednesday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And then we did the sports.
I'm trying.
Okay.
Stupid computer.
Toya.
Donovan! Big save!
And Breck Shea from here. Score the winning goal for the United States in the Gold Cup. We'll get you caught up with that. Johnny Football's in the news again. We've got all the baseball you could ever want. Coming up with sports, we'll do it for you here in about 10 minutes. The Trogs.
No, 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 no. No, no, no. No.
Is this Louie?
That's the Kingsman.
The Kingsman, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Where'd the trogs come from?
I don't know. That was a wild thing.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, the bass notes are similar on Wild Thing.
That's true. It was... All right, here we go. It was 50 years ago that the Kingsmen recorded Louie Louie in Portland, Oregon in a recording studio, and the uproar over exactly what those unintelligible lyrics meant was fueled by FBI agents.
Who,
after a number of complaints, investigated whether the band had violated federal obscenity laws with the lyrics. According to Michael Mitchell, 69-year-old guy who played the bass in the original version, they were great guys just doing a job, he said. If they didn't ban it, nobody would have ever listened to the song. Later, the Federal Communications Commission official said, quote, as a matter of fact, we found the record to be unintelligible at any speed that we played it.
Yeah.
So as a result, to mark the historic event, there's now a new neon sculpture of the chord progressions to that song that hangs in the lobby of the Portland Federal Building, which opens for business next week. So there you go.
Has anybody ever figured out what it is?
Yes. What the words are?
Yeah.
Well, there's a clean version and there's a dirty version, and I forget what the name of the movie was, but it's a story about three brothers in a convertible driving through the desert, each of them singing their own version of Louie Louie. Because, I mean, they did say that there was a version that you could actually sing. Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, I don't know for sure, but I don't think this is Tuesday.
No, you're right, I know, but it was the 50th anniversary of the song.
He's so just trying to freak you out.
Yeah, the reason I did that.
Because there's a book that I read that's called Excuse Me While I Kiss This Guy.
Right, right. Which has to do with what we think the lyrics are.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a bathroom on the right.
Yeah, all
it's
those
like
things.
Mad Libs.
Yeah, something like that. But anyhow, apparently it's okay. And the other thing is, it was a very easy song to play, so every high school garage band could play it.
And you don't have to sing.
No. Yeah, hello.
Yeah, I want to thank you for the music. It's just about right for my workout.
I was going to say, the tempo.
Nice and
tempo
slow.
That might be better. But again, the FBI injecting themselves into pop culture to see what happens, and it reminds me, I was watching a story about the pioneers of television, and they discussed how the Wild Wild West, which was a pretty cool television show, I thought, you know, they played Secret Service agents,
yep.
and kind of had some anachronisms in there, but nonetheless, they had some pretty cool devices for that time. Well, it was canceled, and it was canceled because the senator from Rhode Island, one of the senators from Rhode Island, told CBS to cancel it because it was too violent.
And really?
So they did. But the irony was that 3 years before that, one Robert Byrd, who, let me see, this is 50 years ago, so he was only 90 then, he took to the floor of the Senate to speak to make sure that CBS did not cancel Gunsmoke because it was his favorite show.
So I mean, Robert KKK Byrd spoke out in favor of Gunsmoke.
So politics, getting involved in pop culture, one more time. So. All right, 744, my buddy Henry Mayo, who just keeps me up to date on history in the Brazos Valley, sent today an ad from the 1963 Bryant Daily Eagle that was published 6 days a week. It's the Bryant Daily Eagle, but they only published six days a week. That's another story. Priority, it's a big ad. Priority Aggie football home games. Season books for $16 each.
Wow.
Single game tickets could be yours for $4.
You can't make a trip to the concession stand for that much now.
You'd get four varsity games and two freshman games. Back then, they played freshman football.
Yes, they do.
The freshman games were against TCU and Baylor. The varsity games were against Houston, SMU, Baylor, and Texas. You could buy a Texas football ticket for $4.
My goodness.
Yikes.
Oh, there you go. Now, I went back and looked, though. The Aggies were 2-7-1.
Whew.
That one is a tie, remember?
Yep.
They used to play, and if it was over, it was over.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, the Aggies went 2-7-1 in 1963, but There you go. That was, Jim Keller was on that football team.
60?
Yeah. What? Jim is still around town. And then Jim Lindstetter, who was my driver's ed teacher, was on that team, too. So.
That's cool.
There you go. That's,
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayo. Enriching our lives, for sure.
$16 season tickets.
There's a joke to being 2-7 and a driver's ed teacher. I'm just saying.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
How do you respond when your teen acts out in rebellion? Do you lower the boom? Do you assume a good dose of parental wrath will set things straight? Or have you discovered the secret of a power much greater than anger? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When Stormy and Michael O'Mardian learned their adolescent daughter had violated family rules in a serious way, they were furious. They were marching toward her room to blast her with fierce words and stiff punishments when their pastor happened to drop by. "Your anger won't help," the minister said once he heard their story. "In fact, taking out your anger on her might drive her into deeper rebellion and ruin your relationship." The pastor then suggested they show her love instead, not a spineless form of love that excused her behavior, but a tough love that communicated, "We love you too much to let you get away with this." The Omardians took this advice to heart. After they felt calm and in control of their own emotions, they confronted their daughter in a strong but loving manner and set up firm boundaries and consequences. To their relief, her response was everything they hoped it would be. Not only was she genuinely remorseful, but she worked hard to change her ways and never make that mistake again. As for Mom and Dad, they learned an important lesson themselves. Love is always stronger than anger. For more parenting tips, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. I've got some important economic news. The economy is slowly improving, and we saw evidence of this on May 22nd in a speech from Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. When the economy improves, prices tend to rise. And when prices rise, mortgage interest rates usually follow. So if you've considered refinancing your home, you'd better act fast, even if you're underwater. If your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans has helped hundreds of thousands of underwater homeowners save money by refinancing. Financing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you out there who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. Are you one of them? Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:49.
Montoya, Donovan, big save, and the Americans take the lead.
Local kid making a big splash on the international stage. Now, his bio says he's from College Station. Pretty sure he played in Bryan, and Brexay scored less than a minute after entering the game as a second-half substitute in the 68th minute and gave the U.S. a 1-0 victory over Panama in the Gold Cup final. It is the fifth Gold Cup title for the Americans, but the first since 2007. The victory also extended the Americans' winning streak to 11 games. Johnny Football's back in the headlines for something other than football. Again, a month and a half after some not-so-well-chosen words for College Station, he tried his hand in Austin. Problem was, the fraternity in Austin didn't take kindly to their longtime rival being there. Manziel attended a fraternity party in the West Campus area near the university and was, quote, quickly and harshly kicked out of the event Friday, according to SB Nation Texas site. It's called Burnt Orange Nation. After that, Johnny tweeted, "Just win, baby," in reference, I think, to Texas's record. The Bombers couldn't buy a hit earlier in the game, and the Pump Jacks were defending well, and the Jacks quickly took advantage of their great pitching by taking the lead in the third off a 2 RBI hit by Garrett McMullen. And then in the sixth, the 2-run blast by Mitch Myers extended the lead to 4-0. Then, in the seventh, Brett Curtin put the Bombers in the lead with a 3 RBI double, and then G.R. Hensley quickly added an insurance run with an RBI single to center field, extending the Bombers' lead to 6-4, and by doing so, became the Bombers' all-time RBI leader.
It's all the guys in front of me. They get on base 1-3. They've been getting on base all summer. They move around for me, and I just put the ball in play and get some hits with the guys on the base, and it worked out for the best.
Bombers face the East Texas Pump Jacks on Tuesday at American Momentum Ballpark. First pitch is at 7:05. Texas A&M NCAA Javelin champion Sam Humphries was forced to withdraw from the IAAF World Championship after being injured in a competition earlier in the week. Humphries, a senior from Laredo, Texas, suffered a broken rib and torn abdominal muscle on his throw in a meet in Finland. Texas A&M Athletics will conduct an online auction of several unique and historic items from the recently closed G. Raleigh White Coliseum. That starts August the 1st and will be done on the team's website. You can find more information at aggieathletics.com. Mark Weaver, assistant coach of Texas A&M women's tennis team since 2007-2008, has been promoted. He will be now the associate head coach with Howard Jeff. In Major League Baseball, Ubaldo Jimenez pitched 8 scoreless innings and the Cleveland Indians shut out the Rangers for the second straight game, 6-0 in a win yesterday. The Rangers manager, Ron Washington, on what's holding up the Rangers.
Our issue is only just getting a base hit with runners in scoring position. If we can start doing that, then we'll be fine.
Stros had it tied up in the fourth, but then it all went south in the ninth.
Ground ball up the middle, bouncing, through in the center field. Here comes Emilio. The throw is high. He scores, standing up. Ball game, Blue Jays, 2-1 over the Astros in the bottom of the ninth.
Colby Rasmus drove in Emilio Buttafuoco and with the game-winning single in the ninth inning, and the Blue Jays beat the Stros 2-1. In NASCAR, Indiana native Ryan Newman finished ahead of points leader Jimmy Johnson to win the Brickyard 400 in his home state. Newman started from the pole, took the lead with 27 laps remaining, and ended a 49-race winless drought. And here's Newman in victory lane.
This is awesome. I've only had so many opportunities. It's not like we come here twice a year, but Quicken Loans Chevrolet was amazing today. The best car I've probably ever driven in my career, and it takes that here at Indy. You have to have a good car, and Matt did an awesome job calling the shots and taking the two tires to get us to track position. We needed that.
And Hunter Mahan in PGA was made a happy father and jumped ship at a tournament when he was the leader. He announced the birth of his daughter Sunday after the Etheri withdrew from the Canadian Open. While in front, he was leading the Canadian Open. His wife went into labor. He tweeted, "What a whirlwind day." Zoe Olivia Mahan was born at 3:26 in Texas. Mahan was leading the tournament in Oakville, Ontario after the first two rounds and bailed out Sunday. He flew home to Dallas where his wife went into labor a month before her due date. Good news is mom and baby are both doing fine. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom-designed t-shirts, screen printing, imprinted promotional products, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we're not sure what you get when you add a wide selection of car and truck batteries to free battery testing and professional installation while you wait. But we know what you don't get. Stuck. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we never want you to get stuck with a car that won't start. That's why we'll be glad to perform a free alternator and battery check for your vehicle. If your battery does need to be replaced, we can install a new one while you wait. No appointment necessary. And afterwards, we'll recycle the old one for you. Batteries Plus Bulbs is a great place to find headlights and brake lights. We also carry those hard-to-find bulbs used in map lights and dome lights. So next time you need a battery or bulb, don't get stuck going anywhere else. Come to Batteries Plus Bulbs and take advantage of our wide selection and helpful advice. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station now through August 31st to save $10 on select Duracell car and truck batteries after rebate. Located at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
The Honda Summer Clearance event is going on now at Allen Honda. Take advantage of great finance rates from Honda. Get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the 2013 CR-V, Crosstour, Odyssey, Pilot, or Fit. Plus, you may qualify for an additional $500 down payment from Honda toward a new CR-V if you're a current owner of a 2003 or newer year model of any of these manufacturers. Trade-in not required. The Honda Summer Clearance event going on now at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Welcome to Linda's Javapalooza. I'm Linda.
Wow, this is huge.
57,000 square feet of potential employees. What are you looking for?
Retail.
All the way in the back. Turn left when you hit the IT guys.
Thank you.
We know this is ridiculous, but we're making a point. We're AggielandHelpWanted.com. And if you're an employer looking for qualified local employees with experience in retail all in one place, don't go here.
There was nobody back there.
Did you turn left at the IT guys?
They weren't there either.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
The experts nationwide have seen the interior of the 2013 Toyota Camry and are giving it high praises. So spacious you wouldn't believe the view, raves the dashboard hula girl. The Camry's Intune system makes my commute bearable, writes Travel Coffee Mug. I can't imagine a more luxurious seat to be wedged in, says Loose Pocket Change. Fuzzy Dice applaud the Camry's dual climate control. Finally, we can both be comfortable. Suction Cup Cat says, I can't turn my head, but I'm told it has paddle shifters. Tree-shaped air freshener says, I simply don't deserve this place. And ever-nodding dashboard dog says, yes, yes, yes. The 2013 Camry. The critics agree. It's our best interior yet.
Save on the number one selling car in America. Get 1,500 customer cash or lease a 2013 Camry LE for $199 a month for 36 months with just $999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states. Ends 8/5/13.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, just a couple of minutes till. I want to go back to that 1963 Texas-Texas A&M game.
Okay.
That the Aggies lost.
Oh.
But Texas was undefeated number one in the nation as they came in, okay, and they played at Kyle Field. And the folks at Texas were really angry because in between the hash marks, the field was really soggy.
Okay.
And Daryl Royal, in fact, went and drove a rake down, the handle of a rake down into the turf to show how muddy it was on national TV.
Now, was this because we had watered the field?
I don't know that.
Things like that never happen.
UT Board of Regents member Frank Irwin, okay, that they named the drum after,
right,
was incensed. It says in the story, after failing to commandeer the public address system at Kyle Field, he issued a statement that was released in the press box at halftime declaring the condition of the playing field is a disgrace and a reflection on Texas A&M.
Oh.
No university which makes any pretense of having a major athletic program would permit such a condition to exist.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. What was cool is the Aggies were ahead. I mean, they were ahead 13-3 in the fourth quarter. And the big deal was the and if you've seen the video, it's famous. Jim Willenborg is the guy's name. He looked like he intercepted in the end zone a Texas pass, but the official said he was out of bounds. Well, a few plays later, Texas goes ahead and scores, and I think they won the game 15-13. They ended up being undefeated, and then they won their first national championship. So, you know, one of those things, even though Texas owns the series against A&M by a wide margin, those are the kind of things that keep a rivalry going, and that's why.
Oh, absolutely.
That's why they're chicken and they won't play us now because we kick their butts. You
know, neener, neener,
yeah,
neener.
That's right. Hey, all right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com. 96, 98. Yeah, let's go 98 because that's probably closer. And a matter of fact, all week long, we're looking at highs around 98. Low temperature will be probably in the upper 70s, and there's no mention of rain in the forecast, sorry to say. Right now we're looking at 80 degrees outside. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station Bryan. Download the app at RadioAggieland.com. You can take us around the world.